Ravi, Pari just told Yosef that he should tell his brothers to load their animals with grain, go back to the land of Canaan, take their father, Yaakov, and bring him back to Mitzrayim, because I, Pari, will give him the land of Goshen to live in. Viata, and you, Yosef, Tzuvesa, are commanded from my mouth to tell your brothers, Zois Asu, this is what they should do. It is with my permission. Kechulachem merits Mitzrayim Agolos. Take for yourselves from the land of Mitzrayim wagons, Letapchem, for your small children, Vilin Shechem, and for your wives, Unisosem Esavichem Uvosem, and you shall carry your father and come to Mitzrayim. As Das Kainim Mibali HaTosfos says, Unisosem Esavichem, you shall carry your father on your shoulders, Uvosem, and you shall come. Ve'enchem al tochois al kalechem, and your eyes shall not have pity on your vessels, Kituv kol eretz Mitzrayim lochemhu, because the best of the land of Mitzrayim I will give you. Vayasu chayim b'nei Yisrael, and the children of Yaakov did so. Vayitin lohem Yosef agolos api Parai, and Yosef gave them wagons through the word of Parai. Vayitin lohem tzedo laderech, and he gave for them provisions, food for the way. L'chulam, for all of them, for all the shvatim, nosan, Yosef gave, lo'ish, for each one, chalifois simolois, changes of clothing. U'levinyamin nosan, and to Binyamin he gave, shloish meiris kesef, 300 kesef, v'chomesh chalifois simolois, and 5 changes of clothing. The Vilna Gaon asks, didn't Yosef already learn his lesson, that he should not favor one brother over the next? The whole reason why he was sold was because Yaakov favored him more than the rest of the Shvatim, and the Shvatim were jealous of him and therefore sold him. So why did he show favoritism to his brother Binyamin by giving him more than he gave the rest of the brothers? Therefore the Vilna Gaon learns that this was not showing favoritism, because the value of the 5 Chalifos Smolos and the 300 Kesef that he gave Binyamin was equivalent to the 1 change of clothing that he gave the rest of the Shvatim. And Ramshol Katzen Ellenbogen adds to this pshat. That's why we find that the word Chalifois Smolois, written concerning the Shvatim, is written Mole Vav, because it was a very expensive change of clothing. It was Mole, it was full value, as opposed to Chomesh Chalifois Smolois, written concerning Binyamin's clothing, is written Chaser, because each one of those changes of clothing were worth less than the 1 Chalifois that he gave the rest of the brothers. The 5 together with the 300 equaled the 1 Chalifois Smolois that he gave the rest of the Shvatim. And the pasuk continues, Ula'ov event to his father Yaakov, Sholach, he sent Kizois, like this, Asara Chamorim, 10 donkeys, Noisim, carrying Mituv Mitzrayim, from the best of Mitzrayim. What does Tuv Mitzrayim mean? Rashi says Tuv Shatim. Either it means old wine, Shedas zekenim noichemenu, which the mind of old people are calmed by it. So he sent barrels of wine, or another pshat in Tuv Mitzrayim is that he sent grease and shampoo, which means types of beans. Rashi explains that Yosef did not actually send donkeys to carry the wine or the beans. Rather, the wine or the beans were placed in the wagons. The reason why it says Asara Chamorim, 10 donkeys, is because the pasuk wants to tell you how many beans or how much wine was sent. It was the amount that it would take 10 donkeys to carry. But in actuality, it was not sent with donkeys, but rather in the agolos, in the wagons. The Eser Asoinos, and the same shot over here. The amount that 10 female donkeys can carry, bar, grain, volechem, and bread, umazoin, and relishes, which are things that are eaten together with bread, la'oviv la'derech, for his father, for the road. Vayishalach esechov, and he sent his brothers, vayelechu, and they went. Vayomer aleihem, and Yosef said to them, al tirgazu ba'derech, do not become agitated on the way. Rashi brings down 3 pshatim in al tirgazu ba'derech. Either Yosef was telling the shvatim that they should not be oisek, they should not become involved b'dvar halacha, in a dvar halacha, in a matter of halacha. Because if they get too involved in learning, they might become lost, and then they will become agitated on the way. Therefore Yosef was telling them they should not be oisek b'dvar halacha. This does not mean they should not learn on the way, because the Gemara says in Tainus that one who travels on the road, ve'ein b'neim divrei Torah, and there is no Torah between them, Ru'uyin Lisaref, is fit to be burned. Yosef was just telling the brothers that they should not be Oisek, they should not become involved B'dvar Halacha in a matter of Halacha, because that is Asur. Maskil David asks, why is this the first time that we are hearing this warning of Al Tirguzu Baderech, do not be Oisek B'dvar Halacha on the road? Why didn't Yaakov warn the Shvatim when they went down to Mitzrayim that they should not be Oisek B'dvar Halacha? Why specifically is Yosef warning them, warning the Shvatim concerning this matter now? And the answer is, because we will see later that Yosef gave a simon, a sign to the Shvatim, that Yaakov should know that Yosef is really alive. He told them, tell Yaakov that the parsha of Egla Arufa, the sugya of Egla Arufa, is what we were learning when I departed from him, when I left him. And when he will hear that, he will believe you that I am alive. Therefore, Yosef was afraid that the Shvatim would be Oisek B'dvar Halacha. They would become involved in this Halacha of Egla Arufa to study it over and over again in order to relate it to Yaakov in the best way, in order that Yaakov should believe them. That's why Yosef specifically warned the brothers, Al Tis'asku B'dvar Halacha, because they had more of a reason to be Oisek in the Dvar Halacha of Egla Arufa. And Maskil David is Medayik, that's why Rashi says, Al Tis'asku B'dvar Halacha, one halacha, one specific halacha, the simin of Egla Arufa. Second shot in Al Tirguzu Baderech, do not become agitated on the way. Rashi says it means don't injure yourself on the way. Although you want to reach Yaakov as soon as possible, you want to tell Yaakov, our father, that Yosef is alive, but don't injure yourself on the way because of this. Al Tafsiu Psiagasa, don't take large steps which can ruin your vision. And also, only travel during the day, because it is a sakana to travel at night. Al tirguzu baderech, do not agitate and injure yourself on the way. Rashi's third pshat, which he says, is pshutei shel mikra, that it means al tirguzu baderech, do not become agitated on the way, do not fight with each other. Do not be angry at each other and blame each other for selling me. Don't say you were the cause that Yosef was sold. You spoke Lashon Hara about him, and that's why we sold him. Al tirguzu baderech, do not become agitated and fight with each other on the road. Vayalu miMitzrayim, and they went up from Mitzrayim. Vayavoyu Eretz Canaan, and they came to the land of Canaan. El Yaakov Aviem, to Yaakov their father. Vayagidu loy lemor, and they said to Yaakov, saying, Oid Yosef chai, Yosef is still alive. Vechihu moishel b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, and he is the ruler of over the land of Mitzrayim. The Medrash says that the brothers, the Shvatim, did not tell Yaakov straightforward, O Yosef chai v'chihu moishel b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. They were afraid that such news might shock him and he might die, since he was already 130 years old. But rather, they took Serach bas Osher, Serach, the daughter of Osher, who played the harp, and as she was playing, sang the words, O Yosef chai v'chihu moishel b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. And because she was the one who was Mevaser Yaakov, that Yosef was still alive, she was Zoyche, she merited to live very long. And she was taken to Gan Eden, Bechayeho, in her lifetime. Ayin Yonison Ben Uziel, a little bit further on in the Parsha. Vayofog Liboy, but his heart turned away from this news, Ki Lohem and Lohem, for he did not believe them. Vayidabu Elov, and then they spoke to him, as called Divrei Yosef, all the words of Yosef, Asher Dibar Aleihem, that he said to them. The Shvatim gave Yaakov the simin of Egla Rufa, which Yosef told them to say to Yaakov. Vayares Ohagolos, and it was when Yaakov saw the simin of Egla Rufa, Asher Sholach Yosef Losei Soisoi, which Yosef sent in order to carry Yaakov, in order to persuade Yaakov that he was alive. Vatechi ruach Yaakov aviem. Then the spirit of Yaakov was revived, which means that the Shechina came back to Yaakov. All these years, when Yaakov was sad, the Shechina did not rest upon him, because ruach hakodesh and the Shechina cannot rest over a person who that is ba'atzvus. But now, vatechi ruach Yaakov aviem, the Shechina returned to him.